Welcome you and all to another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. Thank you very much for being here. We're doing a little bit of a different episode today. Carlos does not want this type of episodes because he feels like we just kind of like recycling things that we have done. However, this is going to be what I'm going to be calling, maybe every so often, the state of the podcast. I don't know if I ever seen anybody do one like that. However, this is what we're doing today as far as the state of the podcast. We are coming up May 5th, 2024. That is our 3-year anniversary. So this is kind of like a mixture of 3-year anniversary, recapping a little bit of the things that we've done, and a little bit the inception, how did the podcast came about. I know there's an interview with the Cancel Show out there that I talked a little bit of how everything got started. First, I'm the host. I'm the host, the founder, the CEO, whatever you want to call it. Carlos is executive producer. He does everything. Sid Media. Create, imagine, design. Hit him up on social media. I'm sorry, I just know it's Sid because, you know, it keeps it simple. He does the lighting, the video, and everything. So it's a two-man crew that we run. And we started recording with Fishbowl Radio Network. So let me backtrack a little bit even beforehand. So I started with an internet radio show. I started first with doing some music, trying to be a rapper. That didn't work out so well. And then while transitioning in that, we actually got an opportunity to do an internet radio show, which in my mind, I thought it was pretty cool to be able to do an internet radio show and kind of talk to the people, show them our music, and then bring other people along. So that's kind of sort of started growing. The first time I ever opened the mic, as far as the microphone to talk to people and realize that people were listening and requesting the songs or messaging like, oh my God, that's my song. Something happened at that time that I felt it was like, wow, this is amazing. People are actually listening in and we're playing a song that they like and it's taking them back. It's pretty awesome. So I continued that journey on. We stopped doing the internet radio at that place. We moved to, I think it was 411 at that time, 411 radio, something like that. Moved to Fishbowl Radio Network at that time as well. Better place. They had equipment, a whole lot nicer. The place looked amazing. So we began to do an internet radio show that lasted for 3 years. And we happened to be the show of the year out of 100 and something shows on our second year going. So I thought it was amazing they were able to do. So we continued doing that. And, you know, I just enjoyed I enjoy doing the radio. I enjoy doing the interviews. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of up-and-coming artists at that time. Hundreds of artists. And it was great. It was great. We got even included a DJ mix. So I had DJs. Shout out to DJ Rave. Shout out to DJ X. And if I forgot how many of y'all DJs joined us, my bad. But there was plenty of DJs and artists that we got to interview. So we grew that for a while and we continued to grow, but eventually something else came up for me. I went pretty much solo at that time and I was just running it by myself. Had a great co-host at that time. Shout out to Rose. She's not talking to me no more and she might not even see this episode. So I'm just going to say, I don't know what happened. My bad if I ever said anything to offend you, lady, but yeah, she's the last person that did a solo show with me. And kind of said goodbye to that because I got an opportunity to do FM radio, community FM radio. So if you didn't know, I used to be part of KNON 89.3 FM, the community radio station here in Dallas, Texas. And I was one of the co-hosts for a Saturday show. So I did that for a year or so. And during that time, you know, it's just things happen, life happens. Social media just became weird, just being always out and about, missing my family, kind of sort of put a pause to that. And I just decided to stop and just disappear for about a year out of social media. Deactivated everything. I didn't really care for it. I just want to be left in peace, be alone. But there was always something in there about that connection with the mic, with the people, at that time, things were happening in the politics and people were saying weird, negative things about immigrants, you know. And I, of course, some of you, they listened and heard that, you know, I am an immigrant and I got here in that way. And I didn't like those kind of words. I didn't like those words, not very kind words. So it began a little itch there. Then I started DMing, because Carlos and I have known him for over 10 years now. Started messaging him that I wanted to create a logo for something that I might do later on. So the inception technically began with the logo, but technically it was a conversation that I had with Rose about if I was to have a radio show, I can picture myself, you know, us jamming and people working. So I would call it the Latin Factory, because it would be like everybody be working in their factory, whatever. You know, factory, technically their job, not necessarily a factory. And we'll be jamming some great music and they'll be like, you know, just we'll be jamming and broadcasting and everything. However, you know, the radio thing just wasn't my thing anymore. But the Latin Factory, I liked. And she brought the idea of Latin Factor, and I kind of liked that even better. Fast forward, we did the logo for Latin Factor, but I kind of find out that Billboard has a Latin Factor that interviews reggaetoneros. Actually, they're not even doing anything anymore for that, but they were doing that at that time. So I was like, okay. I told Carlos, well, we need to change the logo, because now there's somebody that's more established. They're known, Billboards, and they're doing something for the Latinos and they're focusing on this. So let's go with the Global Latin Factor. So the Global Latin Factor is the name, and that's how it came to be, the podcast. And that's 3 years ago that we started recording. We started recording in February, and we went live on May 5th, 2021 was the very first episode that we launched. And we haven't stopped since weekly. We've been very consistent. You know, it so happened to be that one of these weeks we cannot make it. I take that responsibility from Carlos, because, you know, I love the stories. I love to sit down with people. I love to sit down with people and have a great discussion. And just, you know, you get kind of sort of carried away with the conversation. It just keeps going because, you know, you just want to hear. I just want to hear all these amazing people that walk through the podcast tell their story. So there was a definition for what to me the Global Latin Factor was. I just don't think I have it with me. However, it's something along the lines of, and you will be able to find the definition too in the description of the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You'll see what it is that it meant to me, which would be the, you know, the influence of the Latino culture that has transpired throughout history in all sectors of life, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. Whether it comes, you know, in the food, the music, the just everyday life, all that. There's been influences throughout the year and different influential people. They are Latino, they are named Latino, they are human beings that they go by that name, or the people identifying by that name. And that's kind of sort of what the definition to me meant. And what I wanted to do is embody that on episodes. We started off just talking, being by myself. You can go back, check the very, very first episode. The very, very first episode we did is, again, May 5th, 2021, Despacito. We covered the song Despacito and the history of tacos, the origin of the history of tacos. And then, you know, that's the very first one, which we did pretty well just for being our very first episode. The production was not there all the way, but Carlos, you know, works his magic. Carlos, by the way, is the best in the game as far as podcasting here in the DAW area. And I'm not just because he's with me, but bar none, there's not another editor, there's not another person that does what he does with very limited equipment, by the way. We're very Latino when it comes to that. So he does his magic with what he has to work with. And, you know, we had hiccups, very small hiccups in episodes, but for the most part, it's been 100% his work. His magic, the making me the way he does, editing, everything else. Again, best in the game, in the DFW. Match me with somebody else that is better than him. I don't think there is. Bottom line. So shout out to Carlos for doing the amazing work that he does. So yeah, we started that first episode, Despacito, and we just kept going from there. We started doing different episodes that we covered different things. So the idea was just to cover subject at that time, cover songs, cover food, cover music, cover things like that. And then we added a co-host. Shout out to Mia. I don't know what happened with you either, Mia, but you disappear on me, girl. But hey, good luck to you, whatever you see you're doing. And then we began to think about doing maybe interviews because I like the chemistry with Mia. Back and forth, two people kind of sort of flew a little bit better. I can do the talking myself with no problem. I can probably talk forever. But then we started seeing maybe doing, how about doing some interviews? So we started thinking about doing interviews. So we started reaching to my immediate people that I knew they were dope, that I knew that they were doing amazing things. They have done amazing things. They're very creative people. So I started tapping into it. One of the people that we first interviewed, our very first interview, was a young boxer. He wasn't even Latino. But at that time, it was like, we're not just going to be inclusive and not include anybody else. You know, even you can see now the results of that with Exchanging Cultures, the latest episode that we released in the installments that I call them about Exchanging Cultures. So our very first guest was Emmanuel Manny Stanberry. He was an amateur boxer at the time. So if you're around, homie, I hope you're doing amazing. And then we began with another homie of mine and cover different people. At that time, the second episode with guests, I started incorporating people that I know. So, and one of my guests that was, I guess, well, actually one of my co-hosts for a little while too, DJ Vira. So shout out going out to her. She joined me for some time. We were just doing the same thing, covering different subjects. And then, again, we continue to start liking the format of the interview. Because I've done many independent artists before. I can get really good with questioning and researching. So we just continue to do the guests. And we have some memorable ones. You know, Los Gran Reyes just were one of the artists for Saba Southwest this year. I don't know if they've been there before. But, you know, just some people that have been doing some amazing things. Some musicians. Ana Sano, of course. Carlos actually put me on game with her. So for the most part, well, I was tapping into my people, but then Carlos started, suggesting some people. So we started kind of sort of putting it together. Some of the guests are mine, some of the guests, Carlos. And then, of course, we went into more interviews. An amazing gentleman, Kilo Artefacto, even have a song with him. And if you have never had one of Chilean empanadas, I don't know what you're waiting for. You need to find Kilo Artefacto, Chef Key on social media. Hit him up for some empanadas, and they're delicious. And I know some of you might know that I don't eat any meat, kind of a vegan diet. So he happened to make some Chilean. Some of y'all be mad because he made them, but Chilean empanadas, but they're vegan. And he makes them. He makes some amazing empanadas, and I buy them here and there. And it's great. It's been great. I mean, some amazing. Another thing about the people that are here is that I do my best to try to be able to consume the products, go to the people's event that I can whenever I'm able to really support them, buy the gear. I know people bring me gifts sometimes, shirts and stuff like that, and I truly appreciate it. From the bottom of my corazoncito, I love it so much. However, I don't mind at all buying the merchandise that they have going on. Why? Because I think it's important to. They're here supporting me, sharing their story. They took time out of their day, whatever it is that they're doing, book a little bit of an hour or so, an hour and a half of their time to come and do this, which they didn't have to. I'm not compensating anybody at this moment, nor I don't know if I ever will. However, they come willingly to be able to share their story and be able to open up. I don't push too much on being controversial or this and that or shock value. I just like a genuine, nice, wholesome interview with an amazing Latino, an amazing representative of the Latino community doing his thing, fulfilling their dreams, taking a chance to doing stuff. A lot of the times, a lot of us cower and not fulfill any of our dreams because we don't want to pull the trigger. However, these people are willing to. They're willing to put themselves on the camera. They're willing to put themselves out there on stage. They're willing to put themselves out there as far as their business and move forward. And I think that's amazing. Even if they're not technically famous, for some of you all, to me, I said it before and I said it again, they're like my celebrities, because if one of these individuals blows up, I'll be more than happy that they got the opportunity to be here. And with because of this, that we're known for what they're doing. So I know that we get results as far as people tapping into the people, go follow. And I truly appreciate whenever I put something to go follow this individual and y'all go and follow the people. Thank you so much for doing that. I know even that shows them results of the things that we do, that there are actually, they are getting seen. They are being seen by other people that are not just their friends, not just anybody. And sometimes they need just a little push. Maybe they're in a standstill that they haven't been followed sometimes. They don't see any progress. Maybe they feel like they don't see any progress. And then we kind of push them a little bit, saying like, hey, no, you're doing amazing things. Thank you very much for taking the time to push through, chase your dreams, and go forward with it. So I think that's amazing. Amazing things to celebrate. We had another amazing individual that's, she is an icon in the radio here in the DFW area. A lot of people might not know about her, but we got an opportunity to talk to her. Not only is she an icon in her own rights, but her cousin is an amazing person too as well. I'm talking about Sammy, St. John Sammy G. If you're an OG on the radio, Dallas radio scene, you'll know about her and her cousin, I believe, or tia, Dolores Huerta. Dolores Huerta is an amazing, amazing individual as far as the civil rights movement for the fight whenever there was mistreatment in the fields by the immigrants, mistreatment of the immigrants by the people that were using and abusing in their labor. She was one of the ones. In fact, you can fact check me on this if you want to, Carlos. She was the one, the creator of Si Se Puede saying. Si Se Puede originated from her. Barack Obama, there's a video where he credits her, even though later on he retracted and said that Michelle Obama technically is the one that inspired him. Come on, homie. You know that's not true. You know you got it from Dolores Huerta. And even Cesar Chavez got it from Dolores Huerta as the creator of Si Se Puede way back in the day. Did she get it from somebody else? I don't know. Hopefully one of these days we can get her on the podcast and talk to her. But as far as my knowledge, she was one of the inspirations for Si Se Puede, pushed it and inspired Obama to use that saying at that time whenever he was running for his campaign. Again, I'm counting on Carlos to do the fact checking on this one. And again, we keep continuing to moving forward, have different amazing guests continue to tell their stories. Some never been on a podcast before. Some never been on radio before. Some never been in front of a camera before. Some don't even understand what we're doing. But, you know, we are very honored to have a podcast like this that covers real people. Real people sharing real stories of them. And a lot of times, even before we start rolling the cameras, I let them know, look, I'm not going to push it too much as far as the questioning, but if I do follow up on something that might be a little uncomfortable, it's just there is power in sharing. There is a lot of power in sharing. So if I do, it's just in case somebody else is listening of the struggle that you've gone through and you are going through, maybe they can benefit out of the ways that you came out of it. One example that comes to mind is Jasmine from Healthy Habits. You know, she had if you have never seen that episode, she, you know, contemplated suicide and it shocked me at the moment when she revealed that. But at the same time, she came out of it and she's doing amazing for herself. And just to open up for that, just like kind of like, wow. But at the same time, I know that if anybody was going through things like that, hopefully those words that she said as how she got out of it could inspire somebody else to be better and be good and continue moving forward with life. You know, that's one of the ones that comes to mind. And then some of the other people that I had, it just takes them back to realizing that things that made him might have even, I'm no therapist, right? I don't have any degrees. I don't have anything like that. I'm a great listener and I listen And certain things that they be saying kind of sort of makes me wonder about things, and I just follow up on the questions. And just out of those little brief conversations, some people take some back. I'm like, oh, wow, this is the reason why I do this, or this is the reason why I do that, and this is the reason why that. I am all for self-empowerment and self-healing and looking into those things. I know so because I've done it myself, as far as looking into different things about this, about that, and blah, 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 and traumas and all this and that. So even though I might not know, I kind of sort of know a little bit of the things because of the things that I've listened to, the things that I put myself through and listen to, that kind of helps me guide the question to help them, or maybe come to a point to where I realize something that they might have not realized that happened, and hopefully this is helpful for them and helpful for the listener. You, the listener, you the one that take the time to check us out, that religiously downloads our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, that continues to give us likes on YouTube and continues to share our stuff. I hope word of mouth is the most powerful thing that we have as far as marketing. So I would appreciate it if you do tell somebody to check us out one of these days. Hey, check out these amazing stories. You know, we're not covering super crazy famous people, but man, the people they have here are genuine quality people fighting for their dreams. Every single day they get out there and do it. Every single day they come out there and do it. Every person that never thought they were going to be an entrepreneur, all of a sudden now they become an entrepreneur, like Rosa with Elote Siendo. Then they even realize, right? Some of the terminology for her is, might not even like, well, I'm an entrepreneur, but yeah, you are. You've been doing the business, and you have experience with businesses, and you just keep growing. And that's one of the ones that comes to mind. So there's a bunch of other people that have shared their stories that we have breaking moments in the podcast, and we have people that share a few tears, and that's how intense we get in regards to the conversation in the podcast. And it's not by design sometimes, but again, I'm not going to shy away from having those real talks, real conversation, real genuine feeling of a human moment that we're having here, because they're becoming vulnerable and opening up about their story. And it's amazing that they get to, you know, it gets to that point of emotion that they shed a tear or two because they're having this moment with me as far as the conversation, and because they're coming to that they're realizing things about their life as to why they are the way they are, or why, you know, things are the way they are. And, you know, it just becomes like a little bit of a therapy type of session. And again, I have no certification whatsoever. I've listened to a lot of self life coaches and self-empowerment, Les Brown, all those things. Meditate is the thing that I do. And, you know, I think it does help me. There's a funny story. Because I always, not always, but out of curiosity, a couple of years back, I asked my mom, like, Mom, what did I want to do when I grew up? What did I want to do? And she's like, you want to be a teacher? And I'm like, teacher? Like, what? I don't want to be a teacher. That's dumb. And I almost almost got emotional and started crying, because, like, what? I don't want to be a freaking teacher. I want to be something else. I didn't say I want to be something. And then I was eating, and I was in thought as I was eating too. And then it made me realize, you know what? At the end of the day, all of us are teachers in one way and another, right? All of us are somewhat teachers for other people based on our lives and based on different things like that. But I realized that at some points in my life, people have looked up to me to be some kind of sort of inspiration and taken away all the things that I do as an example to move forward. Certain people ask me for opinions, and I do my best with the most responsibility that I can to give them advice on the things that I know from experience and see if that will help. I know there's consequences of you sharing or suggesting things to people. Some people might not see it that way. There's consequences of you saying certain things to people, and you don't know what they're going to do with it, and you don't know how it's going to guide their lives sometimes. You don't realize how powerful some of the things that we say to people impact their lives, and they go out into the world and they're just like that because of what you said. And I realized a long time ago that that's a possibility. So I try to be as responsible and thoughtful as possible as I open my mouth to tell them something. that is going to be useful for them, that going forward in their life is something that is good for them, and not maybe steer them in the right direction, in the wrong direction, with the right intentions, right? Even though my intentions might be pure, you just don't understand how we're all different inside. No matter how much you try to keep it to where you're the same with this person or that, no, we are all 100%, because we all came from different backgrounds. We're raised different from our parents. We all came differently, that we're not always all going to take in the same message the same way, right? So that's why now I'm very responsible for the things that I do. So I know that even though I didn't want to be a teacher or are a teacher, by default, some of the things that I do say, it's just, even with the environment of the podcast, it becomes something like that. So big thank you to everybody that's been here on the podcast. You know, I had some people that are very somewhat known in the industry. I have Michelle Menache, which I think she's super talented, very known. I had Alex Raimundo, which he shared his amazing tequila. If you're a drinker, if you're drink responsible, make sure you check Number Juan Tequila. That's he's partnered with Ron. I forget. I remember his name. I think he's Ron. But the gentleman, they have a tequila that is Mexican. They take their time to the distillery to educate themselves on tequila, and they're doing great for themselves. So, you know, he also happened to buy some of the stuff that he had. I'm not a drinker anymore, but, you know, I bought some of the stuff just to show that, like, you got a product out here, you're pushing it. I want to make sure that you know that you are supported by this podcast as much as we can. We're having another amazing guest. She's not famous, but I guess what? She had told me herself in real life that a lot of people tapped into her about our interviews because they, well, oh my God, I know this about you. Oh my God, this and that. Blah, blah. And Melissa Torres Ramirez, not only has she been here the most out of any guest, she's been here 3 times. And she probably made appearance on other videos too, probably about 4 times. But she created a vegan taco. They named it after your homie, Crispin's Vegan Style Tacos. They sell out all the time. So she's an amazing individual. I don't know. Again, I know that this individual is not famous, but I know that because of the podcast and the community that we are generating here, that we are creating, some of these individuals are becoming to be known around, just to see them. Like, hey, I seen you on YouTube. Like, hey, you're so-and-so. And I think this is a beautiful thing. We have another one that is Kristen Diaz that is in a radio. She's been on TV. She was an anchor. Now she's doing the radio. But, man, she's so good. She's so good at what she does. Super talented individual, super talented person as far as what she does. And as far as solo episodes, one of our amazing episodes that I call it evergreen, that I heard this term before, is our History of Cumbia episode. It has 5,400 views. For us, it's a big deal, and it just keeps growing. And On Audio is doing great itself. We just talked about cumbia. I think it's a subject that is underrated as far as talking. I think it gets overshadowed by all the other dances that are great as well, such as salsa, merengue, and bachata, but cumbia has its own history, and we talked about that, and, you know, it's been continuing to do amazing things. We had other guests, other podcasts, other media, The Cancer Show. We had GT Garza, which is amazing episode. So he's doing amazing things. He just did a episode where he was freestyling, and I believe it's a podcast from Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, something Currency or rap logic, something along those lines. But yeah, he's just, you know, he continues to do his things. He'll be here in the Dallas area, actually May, when we release this episode around that weekend, he'll be here. Actually, maybe even this weekend, but he's doing amazing things. So anyways, a lot of our guests, a lot of our pet episodes, we have 155 episodes now as of the recording of this episode, and we have a whole lot more to come. I hope that you're enjoying. If you can just do me a solid favor, carry the word to another person, let her know the amazing stories, get inspired. We have it on audio, we have it on video. If you want to see us, if you're a podcast person that loves, check it out on YouTube, Check it out on Apple Podcasts. Check it out on Spotify. All of the bigger platforms, we are there. Let me take a sip of water real quick. You don't have to cut this one. Maybe that part, the coughing part. Yeah, man. So I'm just zooming through all the episodes that we have, and the quality is amazing. When you see it on TV, it's great. This is 3 years of hard work. I know Carlos and I, sometimes there's a little bit of frustration because we just feel like we have some amazing content. It looks great and it looks so pretty and it's like, wow, it looks amazing. But yet the audience is not there. But I know it's just the growing pains of just getting to there. We're in our third year. I know that we're going to continue to see amazing, more amazing things if we just can continue with the consistency. And I don't get me wrong, I feel Carlos sometimes. As far as that part, because we should be blowing up more because of all the amazing things that we do. But we're not into the shock factor celebrity type of discussions. We're into the real people, real Latinos, real representatives of the culture. Some individuals don't even identify as Latinos, but we love to have them here to be able to tell why is it that they don't prefer to be Latinos. They would prefer to be indigenous. They prefer to be this and that, and they more power to it. That's why some of the questions, in the beginning, they're almost the same by design, and at the end, by design. But in between everything else, you'll be able to know, like, man, that's amazing. And then we've done other stuff that we put out there. There's not necessarily episodes such as the Chicano one. Chicano, we have a very special episode that we're still working on that we'll be releasing one of these days about the Chicano culture, about amazing people talking about Chicano. Chicanos, because some people don't consider themselves Latinos at all. Chicano is the term that they prefer. So, hey, more power to them. We were part of, Carlos went with me. We did the mega march for the protest against SB4, Senate Bill 4, that pretty much gives power to police officers to act like immigration agents. And here in Texas, like anybody can look like they're not from here, and they give them the authority to. So we didn't feel like it was right. We went and marched, protested, got some footage that we'll be releasing. And we just don't stay here in the studio sometimes. We like to go out and about sometimes whenever we can. And we get some amazing people doing their thing. So big shout out going out to the Brown Berets and Tony Littleman for having us and, you know, just being very welcoming. We did an amazing episode also with El Tawa Tlahualin, with Alpha de las Catrinas. It's a little small little video that we did. Oh, another one that you might not miss an episode was Michaela Cifuentes. Now I can say it. At that time of the record of the episode, we couldn't say it. She actually played the character of Selena of the Yolanda documentary that came out. She is the person that's playing Selena, and she looks like Selena. She literally looks like Selena. She's like, if you have not checked out the episode, go check it out. She's super talented, amazing. We had the cheesiest, most delicious enchiladas that you ever seen. Spicy chicken enchiladas by Melissa. That's another episode with her. And we initiated this year, our third year, the Exchanging Cultures, because I'm part of a financial literacy campaign here at World System Builder. Shout out to Dewey and all the personnel here. But Joyce is my business partner, and she's from Taiwan. And how can I incorporate the Latino culture mixed with other cultures? We came up with Exchanging Cultures, and we initiated this year. So now I get to interact with somebody of another culture, how they grew up. And I think it's an amazing thing. If you never, even if you are planning to go, you kind of sort of got an insight from somebody that lived there. Or if for whatever reason you're not able to go out of the country and leave, now you have somebody that you can kind of sort of like, oh, wow, that's how they used to live over there. That's how they live in Ethiopia. That's how they live in Taiwan. That's how they live in the Philippines. Oh, wow, that's amazing. So we give you a window into that of an individual that's from over there if you don't get a chance to go see it. I know there's videos out there because even before I even talk to these individuals, I go and check out the videos of those. There's amazing videos all over the place about different places. But from a person that you get to sit down with about an hour or so and exchange how they grew up, how is this, how is that, and this, you can't get it. You can't get it nowhere. A lot of the times the people that go out and about, for the YouTubers that go and record these countries. They're in a rush and they don't get to indulge and talk to the people and live with the people. And I feel like here within the hour time, I get a good feeling, good sensation of the conversation that we had. This year, we also launched the Spanish episode. So we are Latinos. We do a lot of Spanglish. So you know what? Let's go ahead and cater to my native language, my first language, which is Español. And we started releasing the Global Latin Factor and Español, the episode. So yes, that's what we accomplished in 3 years. That is the state of the podcast. Shout out to every single one of our guests that have been here before. And there's so many of them. Again, we're moving on 155 episodes. And I am so grateful. I'm in a state of gratitude for you taking the time. I hope that our interview was able to do something for you in your career, in your life. And I hope that we did you a good service in telling you a little bit of your story, because it's not everything, because some of you have way more. But whatever you were able to share, I just know with certainty that the story you shared with us impacted somebody. The story you shared with us touched somebody. The story you shared with us was seen by somebody. And they were so interested, they decided to, you know, get to know who you are and follow you so they know who you are now. So, yes, that's what we've been doing for the past 3 years, exchanging culture. That's a little bit of the inception, a little bit of how we came to be. And now we shoot with amazing equipment. We got like 3 cameras rolling. Not right now, only got 2. But we got the red. Carlos has been working on, again, upgrading the equipment. But that didn't start like this. It started with, how many cameras you started with, Carlos? 1 or 2? What kind of cameras were you at that time? R5 and Blackmagic. Now we have the red and we have the Blackmagic still. 2 Blackmagics and red. Microphones, sure, ours. If you hear a tweaking on the audio, I don't know what it is. We're sorting that. We're troubleshooting that. Of course, you know, ultimately it will be to have our own studio. That is in the goal for us to be able to have our place and be able to record. Still welcoming people. I don't know if you know this, but we are opening audience. Like, you can come and sit down and check out the recording of an episode anytime you want to. You never know who we're going to have. We offer refreshments and some food so you can snack on as we record the episode. So you're more than welcome to come. The tickets are $5 now on Eventbrite. So go pick up your ticket and join us. Have a sit down. And later, after that, we chip talk. The idea is, hold up. We still have amazing cups and we have shirts on Amazon that you can buy of the Global Latin Factor. I'm going to start putting and posting the shirts more often because we don't do it enough. But if you look up the Global Latin Factor, you'll be able to find yourself a shirt, the Loteria version, the Miami Vice type of version, or the regular original version. I'm going to put them on the description at the bottom. But yeah, we are doing amazing things. Our ultimate goal is to have our own space to record with, kind of sort of like a late night show with audience that can, people can sit down, and maybe an area for people to perform, because we haven't done a live performance because we, you know, again, they allow us to record here at WSB, and I'm so grateful for that part. But eventually one of the things that we need to do is to do that part so we can get more creative, get more, the sky is the limit for us as far as the things we're able to do with. I like the consistency of what we're doing, but we're not against veering off to different things. And I completely changed the podcast. Don't try to change my podcast. That's all I'm saying. Don't try to change my podcast. It is what it is. But yeah, thank you so much. Happy anniversary to us. 3 years. By the time this episode releases, we're going to be in 3 years. I don't know if we're going to be doing the episode with that I get everybody to send me videos and Carlo edits, because it's a lot of work. So maybe I just send them a message to tag us and post on social media so we can just, you know, if they can just post a video before our anniversary. 3 years, and we continue to work and shaping the craft and be better for you and give you more representation, more amazing people, more inspiring stories to help our community grow and show that we're not this, we're not that. We are just humans just like you with dreams and hopes, and we're fighting for it. And every day we go out and get it. And this we have in our podcast. So thank you very much. This was a different episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast, a different version. Remember to check out Exchanging Cultures on our channel. Remember to check our episodes in Spanish if you don't know Spanish. Guess what? It'll be the best way for you to learn. Check it out. And our regular OG episodes that we have with amazing, like an episode with Joyce Chen, Exchanging Cultures, Taiwan. She's right here in the house. And again, happy 3-year anniversary to us. The episode will be released about the time that we are 3 years old, still babies, but we're super grateful. And remember to subscribe to the channel, give us a 5-star review, hit us up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and remember, we are just like you. We are the spice in this melting pot that it is the world. Till next time, bye.